Hi there, and welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I'm your habit change agent and the host of this podcast show. I am here to help you become a change agent in your own life. You can unwind the habits of thinking, feeling, and acting that have been sabotaging the future you want for your personal or professional life. This show is for you if you're feeling trapped or worried or concerned about a habit that isn't serving you, or if you care about someone else whose habit is creating problems for them, too. In this episode, we're keeping it simple with some reinforcement for balance during the holidays using the three blessings practice. Since so many of us are bustling about, I hope this will give you a small break that you can drop into during the week as much as you wish. Over the last few weeks, I've encouraged you to try out the three blessings practice. It can help you handle your down moods, your anxiety, your process of managing your habit, because it involves not just your mind, but doing something small in an easy way and not overdoing. And a lot of times, habits are involved in overdoing. So we're going to focus today on our Habits into Health practice, which is a foundation for what we do in every episode. It's a small taste of self-exploration. We learn by what we do, so you get to teach yourself through your own experience. And although typically you would do the three blessings exercise before you turn the lights out to go to sleep, today we're going to walk through the practice and make it experiential. Let me review a little bit about the three blessings practice. It really is very, very simple. All you would do on a typical night before you go to sleep is write down three things that went well on this day and why. And I've encouraged you in the why to consider how you may have participated in the experience that went well. Sometimes you're receiving it. You know, it may be that your example is, this morning the sun was out and that made me feel more available for my day. So it might be simple like that. But other times it may be that you had an experience at work that went well, and you know that there's some way in which you handled yourself in that situation that helped make that experience go better. So you can go back and forth with that, whether it's just something that simply happens and you experience it and receive it, or if it's something that you actually had an active role in. But the other thing that we can do is with anything, we can apply the Habits into Health practice. So let's try this out. Start by checking in around your day so far and find one thing that's already occurred that went well, that gives you feelings of well-being. And it could be very, very small. If you are really down in the dumps today, it might be hard to find something that's gone well. But it could be simple. As simple as the bus came on time today. It could be as simple as I was able to get out of bed. It could be as simple as someone smiled at me on the street. So find that one thing, and then let's apply the Habits into Health practice to it. We begin always by noticing what is. So what is happening right now as you consider this one thing that went well? And we want to consider what is, not by going into the story of it, but by tapping in to your experience of yourself. So check in with where do you feel this sense of well-being, however small that might be. Perhaps you feel a little bit of a smile on your lips. Maybe you feel a little bit of softness in your chest. Perhaps your headache or some other pain that you experience on a regular basis isn't quite as rough this morning as it's been in the past few days. Maybe it's just that you have a sense that everything's okay. It might be that you don't quite know how to identify where something is in you that feels this sense of well-being? You can start with, I don't know. You can start with just checking in with your breathing. You might not be able to tune in to the feeling state just yet. That's okay. Start with what is. If what you notice is I don't know where I feel myself, then be with that in a gentle way. If you do notice where you feel yourself, put your hand wherever it is. It might be your hand, it might be on your chest or on your leg or your thigh. Perhaps you might have your hands to your face. Or maybe you are just going to check in with your breathing, the rising and falling of your breath, without trying to make it any different. The first step in any kind of process is to begin to tap in to what is happening physically when you are in the part of you that you think of as your mind. And that's why we say, let your body lead so that your mind can follow. In our very socialized world, we have been trained to think of ourselves as brains walking around in a vehicle that just gets us from one place to the other. Even athletes who are very physically active can be mechanical about it instead of connected to their deep source. In Habits into Health, we are going for the deep source that is in you. And if you don't know what you're feeling right now, just put your hands on your chest and breathe and feel the contact of your hands to your chest. Or bring your hands to your belly and breathe. Feel the contact. Feel the warmth and the movement. In the Three Blessings exercise, what we're tapping into is the general feeling of well-being from a story. In Habits into Health, we want to bring that in to the body. And over time, with practice, you can actually become more effective at experiencing self-contact. Rather than pushing away your uncomfortable states, you can recognize that they are signals to learn from. And while initially you may feel uncertain, over time you can come to a new level of understanding about what your rhythm is and about who you are. Most of the things that we call bad habits are habitual behaviors that we are not quite attuned to. And then we end up feeling bad or putting ourselves down because we have engaged in them, even if in the moment we might feel okay doing the habit. Now let's take a break. We're going to go into a little station ID and have a little more conversation about this. You are listening to Habits into Health, and my name is Michael Ann Conley. I'm a holistic therapist and a habit change agent, and I host this show. So I have an invitation for you. I would like to talk with you in a panel discussion with some other listeners. Would you like to join me? If you would, come to habitsintohealth.com and go to the contact page and click the link to send me an email with your interest. We'll talk ahead of time about what you're comfortable discussing. But I'd like to put together a little panel so that a few of us can have a conversation, and then I'll record that and post it on the show. I'm interested in finding out what it is about the Habits into Health practice that works for you, what doesn't work for you, what it is about your habit that still has you stuck, what is it about a habit that you've managed to work through and that you feel good about for yourself, what the challenges are for you around other people not understanding what you're going through, and what it's like to have a friend who really does get it. And if, while you're on the website, you haven't already checked out my ebook, I would really recommend it. It's called Do You Have a Habit or Does Your Habit Have You? Because so much of the time, we have the sense that the habit has control of us, rather than the other way around. And I've put some things in this book to help you reframe your experience of the habit that makes you unhappy and has you in its grip. So let's discuss our topic for a few minutes. In the last few episodes, I've been sharing the three blessings practice, and it's a great remedy when you're feeling the blues or suffering from depression. I think it's also great for managing anxiety, for handling ADHD, for any other kind of process where you feel out of control of something in your life. And it's very simple to do. Right now, it's December, and I think this is a timely topic, especially here in the Northern Hemisphere, where I live, and where most human beings live. We have this strange paradox that's related to the holiday seasons in December. It's always seemed a little bit out of sync to me that the very time when nature is signaling to us, take a rest, it's inviting containment with the approach of winter, and yet the calendar, our lives, have us bustling about, busier than ever. And if we were to time travel to back when, in the Northern Hemisphere, what we'd find is that we're dealing with this. The fields have been harvested, and we're hunkered down in our huts and our caves, holed up against the cold rain, and in some areas of the world, snow. And it gets a little boring because, you know, mobile phones are a gazillion years in the future, and there's no television, there's no entertainment. We have to entertain ourselves. And so we cheer ourselves up by draping the doors and eaves with bright objects, and we carve playful toys to amuse ourselves. Eventually, at some point in history, we decide to chop down a tree and bring it in and decorate it, putting candles on it to bring in the light. We build fires for warmth and light, and we create rituals to encourage the sun to rise again. That's what this is all about. So, just when this energy is happening in nature, contracting, we are pulled into being expansive. We have all the social activities, especially at work, potlucks, and a lot of other food events, which actually become very triggering for many of you, I know, around food issues, habits around food. And if you're listening from down under, it's a little bit more in sync as far as my energy is concerned, because at least for you, the December holidays happen during the summer side of the season, when it makes a lot more sense to be out and about rather than hunkered down. I would love to hear from some of my listeners south of the equator. If that includes you, let me know, how do you experience the December holidays in your part of the world? At any rate, the three blessings practice is a great way to create personal balance for yourself, no matter what the season or where you are on the globe. What we've done today is an example of how the habits into health process can be applied to many other types of resources. Some of my clients apply what they've learned in their sessions to their meditation practices or in their yoga practice. You can be attentive to your muscular action patterns when you read a book, cross a street, use a computer, attend a meeting, make dinner, or make love. You can also apply it when you're thinking about your habit, when you're getting ready to engage in it, while you're in the thick of doing it, as you're ending your engagement with your habit, and even afterwards, when you may be more likely to experience the consequences, the pain, the sorrow, the anger. You can start noticing what is and where you're experiencing yourself anywhere in the cycle, whenever you recognize that you've gotten sucked back in, because the time to apply the exercise is whenever you wake up in the moment. There's really no time like the present. And right now, it's time to sign off. I'd love to hear your feedback and to hear from you about whether you'd be interested in having a conversation, something that might help you in talking about it, and then we can decide what we want to record and present on the podcast. If you have a habit that is creating problems for you, or if someone you know has a self-defeating, sabotaging habit, isn't it time to come to habitsintohealth.com? request my free ebook. Do just that. It can help you clarify the issues that you're dealing with. I always like to say, start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You have been listening to Habits into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I'm here to help you stop feeling out of control over those unhealthy habits, to stop wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and start creating a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.